for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. Xi Jinping, General Secretary of the 19th Central Committee of the Communist Party of China, says the party must remain committed to a people-centered philosophy of development and work towards realizing common prosperity for everyone. He's made the comments while introducing the new members of the Standing Committee of the Political Bureau of the CPC Central Committee. The members are Xi Jinping, Li Keqiang, Li Jianxu, Wang Yang, Wang Huning, Zhao Liji, and Han Zheng. In addition to being re-elected as the General Secretary of the CPC Central Committee, Xi Jinping has also retained his role as the chair of the CPC Central Military Commission. Zhao Liji was elected as the head of the CPC Central Commission for Discipline Inspection. The new CPC Central Committee held its first plenary session on Wednesday, which elected the new Political Bureau and its Standing Committee, as well as the General Secretary. U.S. President Donald Trump has congratulated the Chinese president on being reelected as General Secretary of the Central Committee of the CPC in a phone conversation on Wednesday. Trump said the 19th CPC National Congress attracted worldwide attention, and he himself also paid close attention to important policy-related messages sent out by President Xi at the Congress. Thanking Trump, Xi Jinping said China will unswervingly follow the path of peaceful development and pursue a win-win strategy of opening up. He said China is willing to promote the long-term, healthy, and stable development of bilateral relations with the United States on the basis of mutual respect and mutual benefit. President Xi said he expects to plan the future development for Sino-U.S. relations with his U.S. counterpart during President Trump's upcoming visit to China. China and Cuba have signed 5 cooperation and legal agreements, which reaffirm the willingness of both nations to strengthen and expand their economic and trade relations. The documents were signed on Wednesday by the Cuban Minister of Foreign Trade and Investment and the Chinese ambassador to Cuba in Havana. They include a donation of $1 million by the Chinese government to help the recovery of areas affected by Hurricane Irma. Both nations also formalized a new credit line granted by China to remodel and modernize Cuba's electronics industry. The second Boao Forum for Asia Development Summit is to kick off in Macau early next month. The 2-day event will get underway on November the 5th. Key themes for the summit will include smart city development in Asia, youth talent and the future of Asia, the Belt and Road Initiative, and specialized financial services. A UN spokesman says the number of Rohingya refugees fleeing Myanmar into Bangladesh since August 25th has exceeded 600,000. UN Deputy Spokesman Farhan Haq says refugees have sought shelter in Bangladesh since the outbreak of violence in Myanmar in August. Haq says nearly 570,000 people have received food assistance and nearly 310,000 people have received health care. He adds that there are concerns about sanitation, with less than 1/4 of sites hosting refugees having access to clean water. A UN-supported humanitarian conference on Monday raised more than $344 million to fund critical relief programs for Rohingya refugees. A new survey says hiring of college grads in the United States will increase substantially next year. The Recruiting Trends Survey conducted by Michigan State University says hiring will increase by 19%. It also says the information services industry will see the biggest increase in hiring next year. According to the survey, there will be a 15% increase in hiring among people holding a bachelor's degree and a 40% increase for those holding an associate's degree. The Recruiting Trends Survey says that employers seem to be looking for college grads across a wide range of majors. The survey of employers is the largest one in the U.S. and relies on information from well over 3,300 employers from every U.S. state. France says a Kurdish offer to open dialogue with Iraqi authorities was a positive act that would help to peacefully deal with the political crisis between Baghdad and Erbil. The country's foreign ministry says it hopes the authorities in Baghdad can follow up on the proposal of the Kurdistan Regional Government. On Wednesday, the regional government proposed to suspend its independence referendum and open dialogue with the federal government based on the Iraqi constitution. A U.S.-China consortium has hammered a deal to acquire Equis Energy, a Singapore-based developer and operator of renewable energy, for $5 billion U.S. The consortium is led by U.S. private equity firm Global Infrastructure Partners. It's joined by China's Sovereign Wealth Fund and a major pension investment fund from Canada. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.